Today's Shir is Masechta Ma'akot and Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis on the Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. In our previous Shir, we had learned that watering a field on Shabbos is either Asur or Machlokes Rabban Rabbi Yosef because of Chayrish or Zareya. Begins the Gemara Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShalchem V'mayra B'Shvius, then a Cholamayra on Shemitah, one could water a field, Beis HaShalchem, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, is a field that needs constant watering. Since the water is at the bottom, since the field is at the top of a mountain, so the water rolls down and therefore doesn't stay up there. So the Mishnah taught us, Mashkin Beis HaShalchem V'mayid B'Shvius. Says the Mishnah V'mayid, we understand why in Chol HaMoed this may be done. Mishum Tirchahu, the Isser to do so on to do this type of activity in Chol HaMoed is an Issa of Tircha. B'makom Seida, where there's a loss involved, Shor Rabbanan Chazal were lenient. And actually, from here we see, points out the Sefer Emek Bracha. In our previous year, we had a discussion, what is the basis for not doing Melach on Chol HaMoed? And we discussed, is it a Deraiso or is it a Derabbanan? From here, it seems that it's an Issa Derabbanan. And Chazal said that one may not do this type of work on Chol HaMoed because Chazal were concerned about Tircha on Chol HaMoed, not like the other Pshatim that we suggested, the other Rishonim that we suggested in our previous year, who felt that the Issa to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Raisa. And that's why Agamar is saying, we're allowed to water such a field on Chol HaMoed because even though watering a field involves a Tircha, but Makom Seida, where there's a financial loss, if they're not going to water it, Shor Rabbanan Chazal will make it. El Shvius, but ask the Gemara, according to the Manda, but the Halacha regarding Shemitah, ask the Gemara, Ban Lamanda Amma Mishum Zareya, Ban Lamanda Mishum Chayrish, whether we follow the opinion of Yosef, who says that watering a field, the Malach is Zareya, whether we follow the opinion of Rabbah, who says that watering a field, the Malach is Chayrish, Zariya v'Charisha b'Shvius Mishari, may such activities be done during the Shemitah year? Amar Abaya, answers Abaya, our Mishnah is referring to Shvius B'Zman Hazeh. It's talking about Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh, and our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, v'zeh dvar HaShemitah, the Pasuk, speaks about Shemitah's Ksofim. The Torah teaches us that all loans get cancelled in the Shemitah year. And the Torah says, V'zed v'ar Shemitah, Shmoit kobal mash yodei ashiyash v'reyu, lo yigois esreyu v'sachiv. Now the question is, why does the Pasuk say the word Shemitah twice? It says the Gemara, B'shtei Shemitah sakosu medabra. The Pasuk is speaking about two types of Shemitah. Acha Shemitah's Karka, one is the Shemitah Karka, that we're not allowed to work the field. As we just said, that you all loans get cancelled. Says the Gemara, B'zman she'ata meshamet karka, when you may not work on the land, ata meshamet ksofim. The halach is you also have to cancel the loans. B'zman she'ata meshamet karka, and when there is a time, and this is the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that there isn't always a time where Shemitah's karka applies. Clearly an indication that Shemitah's karka doesn't always apply. Presumably, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. So b'zman she'iyat ha'misham karka, in a time where Shemitah's karka doesn't apply, iyat ha'misham k'sofim. That's the pshat Rashi suggests. Taisus Arash has a different pshat. Taisus Arash says that what the Gemara here is referring to is yovel. And yovel only applies when all of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. And our Gemara is teaching us, since Yovel doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, Shemitah does not apply b'zman hazeh midaraisa either. Rav Amma, Afilatema Rabbanan. We could say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, that hold that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is a deraisa. But explains Rav Amma, Avis Asur Rachmana, what did the Torah say you're not allowed to do in the Shemitah year? Only melachis that in the category of Avis. Taldos, but melach, that activities that are in the category of taldos, loy asur rachmana. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, ubeshana shviyis, shabbos shabbos and yil aretz, shabbos l'shem sotch loy sizra, v'kamach loy sizra, As fia ketzir chalei sitzar, ves inve nizirech chalei sitzar. Michti, zemira, pruning a tree, is bechlau zriya. It accomplishes the same thing as planting. Ubetzira, and cutting the grapes off the tree, is bechlau betzira. So once the Torah says that we're not allowed to plant, and we're not allowed to cut, why did the Torah have to single out betzira? And why did the Torah have to single out zmira? Lamai hilchasu kasvin rachmana. Lememra, to teach us that even though these activities are told us, ahani told us mechayiv, these told us yechayiv in the Shemitah year, achrinasa, but other activities which fall into the category of toldos are not mechayiv in Shemitah year. And that's why these activities that we learned in the Mishnah may be done on the Shemitah year. So the Egelei Tal gives a very fundamental explanation in explaining the difference in the concept of Ovis and Toldus as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned, and Ovis and Toldus as far as Hilchus Shemitah are concerned. When we speak about Shabbos, as we often discuss, the Torah says regarding Shabbos, Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah. The Torah says that anything that I pay attention, that I want to do, may not be done on Shabbos. And therefore, Zoymer and Beitzer have, when I do them, I have the same intention as when we do Zriya, as when we do Ketzira. And that's why where Shabbos is concerned, there's no difference between the Ovis and the Toldos. But when we speak about Shemitah, Shemitah is really not connected to a Melechas Machshavas. Shemitah is connected that the field may not be worked on. And since it's connected to the field may not be worked on, therefore, it has nothing to do with Melechas Machshavas. And only what the Torah identified is Asur in the Shemitah year. Is Asur in the Shemitah year, and what is not identified is not identified. And in fact, the Miches Chinuch has an interesting question. He says, what happens during the Shemitah year, and you have a Nochri that wants to work on the Shemitah, on the field? What is the Halacha? So he says, certainly, when the Torah says that we have a mitzvah to say, the Torah says, a mitzvah slice to say, sotchalai sizra, karmachalai sizra, that we're not allowed to work on the field, whatever specific activities as we're discussing in our shir, of course the Torah is only speaking to Klai Yisrael. It's not speaking to Nachrim. But he says there's another, and now we're learning, it's only the malachas that the Torah is specified. But now, says the Miches Chinuch, there's another concept, and that is the concept of Shavsa Oretz Shabbos Lashem, that Shemitah is the year of Shavsa Oretz, that the land has to take a rest. So that's not a rule that speaks to a person that now we should start discussing, well, is this person obligated to do mitzvahs? Is he not allowed to do averus? It's a din in the land. And when we speak about the land, obviously it speaks to Nachrim or Jews. We must make sure that our land remains not worked on in the Shemitah year. Ask the Gemara Veloy, is that true that what is identified as a Toldah is not Osir in the Shemitah year? For Tanya, there's a Brice that says, just quoted this Pasuk, U'bishana Ashvi, Shabbos Shabbos on Yir Lo Eretz, Shabbos Lashem, Sot Chalai Sizra, V'Kama Chalai Sizra, Enli Ela Zirua. We only know about planting a field. Zimur, pruning a vineyard. Menayin leNichush. How do we know that Nichush? And there are very different explanations what Nichush means. But Nichush means pulling out the weeds. Uli'idur, or digging, Sirashi explains, digging under the grape trees to make that that ground softer. Another pshat that I saw, that sometimes, because the mountains are not flat, so what they do is they can't rely on the animals that they used to do plowing with, so they used to do it by hand. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is after they finish plowing the land and they put the seeds into land, they don't want to leave the seeds exposed, so they cover it up, and that's called Idur. Nichush, as I said, is pulling out the bad grass, ulkisuach. And as the Rishonim explained, Nichush is when you pull out the grass from the roots. Kisuach is when you just take off the grass, but you don't pull it out completely from the ground. How do I know that these melachas are also in the Shemitah year? Tamalayma satchaloi, karmachaloi. The Torah doesn't say loy sizra satcha. The Torah doesn't say loy sizma karmacha, but rather the words of the Torah HaKadosha are satcha loy sizra, the karmacha loy sizma, to teach us loy kamalach shebasatcha. Any activity in the field is prohibited, like kamalach shebekarmacha, and any activity in the vineyard is aser. Continues the brisa. Menayin sheim mekarsmin veimazardin vein mefadim beilon. How do we know that we're not allowed to do any of these? Kirsum is that we take off the dry branches from a tree. Zirud is pulling off extra branches on a tree. You don't want to have too many branches on a tree. Pisug is when you have a young tree and it's bending over, so you take a beam to support it that it should stand tall. Mayan, how do we know we're not allowed to do these activities in the Shemitah year? Tamalayim satchaloi karmachaloi. Loi kamalach shabasatcha. Anything that's not done, anything may not be done in the field. Loi kamalach shabakamacha, and any work may not be done in the vineyard. Menayim, continues the Brisa, Shem Mezablin. That means they used to put fertilizer next to the root of a tree. If a tree needs that to help it grow. Ve'ein mefarkin. And mefarkin, Rashi explains, that they take stones that are by the root of the tree that prevent the tree from growing. The Meiri explains mefarkin, again, also means taking off excessive branches. Ve'ein ma'afkin. Rashi explains that sometimes the roots of the tree become exposed and they cover them with dust. Others explain, the Aruch explains, that on the contrary, sometimes there's dust that accumulates by the tree and it prevents the tree from growing well. So ma'afkin means to take away that extra dust. Others say that to put some sort of a medicine or so, some sort of a chemical into the trunk of the tree that causes the tree to grow better. Vei me'ashlim, Rashi says that they used to put smoke under the tree. That causes, if there are any insects, that the insects that are on the tree should fall out of the tree. How do we know that all that is asur? Tamaloymer, sat chaloy, karm chaloy, kamalach shebesat chaloy, anything that's done in the field is prohibited. Kamalach shebekarm chaloy, anything that's done in the vineyard is prohibited. So the Rishonim point out, the Gemara just listed, the Brisa just listed, a whole list of different activities that are also to be done in the Shemitah year. Why were they divided into three groups? They could have been all mentioned together. So I saw that the Shita L'Talmud Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis explains. First, the Brisa mentioned what happens to something done on the ground. Then it speaks about what's done on the branches of the tree. And then it speaks about the tree root itself. Continues the Brisa. Yochel loikashkes tachas eisim. You're not allowed to dig under the olive tree to make the earth there softer. V'lo yad the tachas gerfanim. You're not allowed to dig under the grape tree again to make this earth softer. V'lo yolam yimales nekoyim b'mayim. You shouldn't fill up the holes that are in the ground with water that causes the field to get watered properly. V'lo yasa ugius legafanim. You shouldn't make ditches around your tree, your grape tree, to fill it up with water. Tamalaymer, Sotchalay Sizra, says the Brisa, Zriya B'chal Haysa. The Pasuk says, B'shan HaShviyi Shabbos HaBoson Yil La'oretz, Shabbos LaShem. So the Pasuk itself is clearly indicating that we're not allowed to do any melacha in the field during the Shemitah year. V'lama Yatsasa, why was Zriya singled out? L'hakashalah, Loy Melach, Mazri Yechadis, this is something that's done on fields and vineyards. We learn from here, af kol she'avodah she'besodah she'bekerem is also shmita. But these different things, and therefore these different activities that we just identified, that are done in a soda and a keren, are also to be done in shmita. But what is the problem is that here we see that all these different activities are also in the Shemitah year. Not like we said at the beginning that these activities are only also midrabanan. Answers the Gemara, no. These activities are also midrabanan. The Krah, the pasuk that we just quoted, is only in Asmachta Ba'alma. There's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what an Asmachta means. The Rambam explains in Asmachta is that the pasuk does not necessarily at all speak about this issue. But the Torah left it up to Chazal to take the pasuk and define that this is what it's speaking about. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ritva disagrees. He says that the definition of an Asmachta is a pasuk that is speaking about the subject at hand, and the pasuk that's being discussed mentions something, but it's not clear. And the Torah left it over to Chazal to decide if this is what's included or not. But since the Torah left it up to Chazal to make that determination, the halacha is that's why it's only considered a drabon. This, the pshat that Rashi learns and Tosfos learn in our Gemara. The Chazon Ish, based on the Ritva, says that there are two types of activities. There's an activity that's called melacha, working in the field, working on the tree, as we've been discussing. And there's something which is called a hechsher melacha. It's not actually activity in the field. It's only preparation that we should be able to do activity in the field. And what the Gemara means to say is only something which is considered a melacha in the field is also in the Shemitah year. Something which is only in a hechsher is not also. Ask the Gemara. So we're learning now that all these melachas are only midrabanan. And that means that kishkush, which we discussed earlier, according to the way we're learning now, is not also midraisa. And when we said kishkush, it's muta even midrabanan. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The kishkush b'shvius mishari, is kishkush permitted in the Shemitah year? V'ksiva shvius tishmetena v'nitashta, tishmetena milakashkesh. So we see that we're not allowed to do kishkus. And we just said that doing that is asur. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Cham, Okub Achama, Tre kishkus Yehave. There are two types of kishkus. Chan Avruy Lini. One is to make the tree healthier. That is asur. Vachad Stume Pili. One is just to fill up the cracks in the ground. Avruy Ilon, to make the tree healthier, is asur. Because anything that makes the tree healthier is asur. The stumi pili, but just filling up the cracks, is mutar. So here we're learning the tashta milasakel. So the Rosh says, the Tosfos Rosh says, that this halacha that we're not allowed to take off the stones that are not near the tree are only the stones that are actually touching the ground. But if you're pulling off stones that are on top of other stones, and the stones that you pulled away are not actually touching the ground, that is mutter. So Rashi explains that the reason stume pili, filling up the cracks, is mutter, is because it's pseida. If you won't do it, the tree will get ruined. And as we're learning, as we started this year today, whenever we're dealing with a situation of makom pseida, Chazal were lenient. Kishkush ilun is making the tree healthier, and since it's making the tree healthier, that is asur, that's considered harvacha, which is asur. The Ritva takes a different approach. He says, kishkush doesn't affect the tree at all. And any activity that doesn't affect the thing that's growing, the tree, the vegetables, whatever they are growing, are not asur in the Shemitah year. Itmar, hachayrish b'shvius, somebody who plows in the Shemitah year, says the Gemara, there's a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, charam aloika. One man says that's awesome the rice, you get malchus. The charamer ain't a loika, and you don't get malchus. So the Rireim says that actually chayrish is not the only malacha, because according to the man d'omer that you don't get loika, that you don't get malchus, anything that's not said explicitly in the Torah that it's usher there's no malchus. The reason why Harisha was mentioned is that since Harisha is always considered such a significant activity, and therefore we would think that maybe Harisha, certainly everybody would agree, you get Malchus, teaches us the Gemara that you don't get Malkus. However, there's a very big Machlokes Rishonim. Even though one of these opinions, as we just said, clearly holds there is no Malkus for Charisha in the Shemitah year, there is a Machlokes, is it Osir? So the Ritva says that it's Osir Medaraisa, and just there's no Malkus. Other Rishonim hold that there's no Issa Deraisa, but it's certainly going to involve an Issa Derabbanan. Lema b'drav Ovid, so suggest the Gemara, this machloikis, if there's Malkus for doing Charish in the field in the Shemitah year, suggest the Gemara, Lema b'drav Ovid Amar Rav Eloi Kamefki, they're arguing over Rav Ovid's statement. Damar Rav Ovid Amar Rav Eloi, Kom Mokam Shenemra. We know that the Torah, and those that say Kabbonis every morning, that say the Braiser of Yishmol, are familiar with this. There are two different ways of learning a certain psukim. It could be learned as a klal or prat or klal. First we have a general rule, then we have a prat which is a specific rule, and then we have a klal which is a general rule. And the rule is klal or prat or klal, iat don el ka'ena prat. Anything that's similar to the prat is included in the halacha of the prat. And then we have a situation called a klal or prat. A klal or prat means that iatadon el b'mash b'frat, only exactly which is in the prat, nothing else besides what's in the prat is included. So now, the Gemara says, we have to understand how to understand the psukim that the Torah speaks about by Hilcha Shemitah. So says Rav Avin Amar B'loi, if the klal speaks a mitzvah asay, and the prat speaks about a lois asay, even though we have here a situation of a klal prat to klal, ain't done as a klal prat to klal, because since the prat and the klal are so different, the prat, the klal is a mitzvah asay, and the prat is a mitzvah lois asay, so therefore it cannot be treated like a klal prat to klal, that we say ke'ena prat. So let's look at the psukim. The Torah says, "Ubashana Ashvi Shabbos Shabbos and Yilo Eretz," which is a klal beloshen asay. Then it says, "Sotchloi Sizra, the Karmachloi Sizmar, Asviach Tzichloi Siktzar, Vezin Vezin Rivrechloi Siftzar." It's a prat, which is speaking about a lois asay. And then the Torah says a klal again, "Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos and Yilo Eretz." Mandam Aloika, the Mandam says that you get Malkus for Charisha, less later Rav Ovin Amar B'loi, will not agree with Rav Ovin, and will say that this is a perfect example of a klal prat to klal. Since it's a perfect example of a klal prat to klal, it's skeena prat, anything that involves working in the field. Charisha certainly involves working in the field, and therefore you'll be chayiv, you'll get Malkus for doing Charisha during the Shemitah year. The other Mandam says no, that since the klal is a mitzvah sasei and the prat is a mitzvah slois sasei, it cannot be treated like a klal or prat to klal, and we can't add charisha. Mandam ein aloika is lei d'Rav Ovin, says the Gemara loy. We don't have to explain that that is the basis of the machloikas of Yochanan and Belozer. Rather, the kulama less lei d'Rav Ovin and Belozer. Everybody will disagree. They're all going to agree that it's considered that we should treat this like a klal prat or klal, yata don el kaina prat. Mandam aloika, so according to the mandam that there's malchus for charisha, shaper, fantastic, it's kaina prat. Or mandam ain't aloika, the mandam says that you don't get malchus amalei, michti, zmira b'chlal zriya. The zmira and zriya are both the same, because zriya causes what you plant to grow, and pruning causes what you prune to grow. Or b'tzira b'chlal k'tzira. B'tzira means cutting grapes, and tzira means cutting grain. So why lamai hilchsa kasvina rechmana? Why did the Torah have to single out zmira b'tzira? To teach us, lameimer, what was specified, atani told us with mechayiv, when there's an activity mentioned in the Torah, there's malchus for doing it. Anything else that's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, al told achrin alay mechayiv. Asked Rav Eloi, is that true? V'tanya, sot chalai sizra, v'kam chalai sizra. Only Ella Zirua, the Zimur. So we know that we're not allowed to plant, we're not allowed to, in a field, we're not allowed to prune in a tree. Benignly either, that we, as we mentioned earlier, that digging under the grape trees to soften the ground. Lakishkish, Ukisuach, different forms of taking out the weeds, the bad grass. Tamaloima, Sat Chaloi, Kamachaloi. Loi Kamalach Shabasatcha. anything that involves doing an activity in the field, anything that involves in your orchard, are also in the Shvius. Continues the Brisa. Kirsim is to cut off the dry branches. Zirud is to take off the excessive branches. Pisuch is to put up a pole to keep the tree standing straight. Tamaloyma, Sotchaloy, Karmachaloy, Kamalacha Shabbat Sotchaloy, Kamalacha Shabbat Karmachaloy. Continues the Brisa. Menayin Shem Mezablim, that we're not allowed to put fertilizer on the roots of the tree. Veima Farkin, that we're not allowed to take the stones away from the roots of the tree. Veima Ashman, that you're not allowed to put smoke under the tree to cause the worms to get expelled from the tree. Tamaloyma, Sotchaloy, Karmachaloy, Kamalacha Shabbat Sotchaloy, Kamalacha Shabbat Karmachaloy. Continues the Brisa. Yochol lo yikashkish tachas azesim. You're not allowed to dig under the olive tree to make the earth softer. Velo yadat tachas gefanim. You're not allowed to dig under the grape tree to make the earth softer. Velo yimalon the koyim mayim. You're not allowed to fill up the cracks with water. Velo yasa ugis lo gefanim. We're not allowed to make the ditches around the grape trees where you're going to fill it up with water. Tamalayim esotchalay sizra zriya bechlal haisa. Velama yotsa. What did the Torah single out zriya? It's done in grain fields and in fruit and tree fields. So we see that everything is osur in the Shemitah year. So how can we suggest that only Zemira and Betzira osur? Answers. The Gemara, like we said earlier, really everything that's osur is only osur midrabbanan. And the pasuk that we just kept on quoting, Asmacht Ba'alma, is just an Asmacht Ba'alma. Says the Gemara, Kyasar Evdimi Omar, Yochel Yilkal Tesefis. He uses the word, Yochel Yilkal Tesefis, but we don't know yet what Tesefis means. Nosel of Tama, the Petura, and there's a pasuk that'll teach us that we don't get Malchus for Tesefis. Again, we don't know what this means. V'lo Yedana Mai Talmuda, we don't know what the pasuk is teaching us, and what is meant by Tesefis. Rabbi Elazar Omer, so the Gemara gives Rabbi Elazar's explanation. Charisha, they were speaking about plowing in the Shemitah year. And Charisha is called Tosefes because it's not, as we've been learning in our entire shir, mentioned explicitly in the Torah. It's only learned from a drasha. Vachkama, Yochel Yilka al Charisha. One should assume that there's Malkus for doing Charisha in the Shemitah year. That's here because we go back to the Klal of Prat to Klal that we learned on Amar Aleph, v'nasle Tamud l'Ptura, but now we're going to say that it's Potter. Dim Kain, if the Loch is, the Charisha is Osir, Kol Ani Prati, then all the other Malach, why did the Torah have to single out Zriya, Zemira, Tzira, Betzira? Lomeli, why did the Torah have to single them out? To teach us that only what the Torah mentions is Osir, anything else is not. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, we're not speaking here about an extra malacha. We're speaking about days before the Shemitah year, which are called Shemitah, which are also, which are ready also to do work in the field. That even the days before Rosh Hashanah, you should get Malkus if you worked in the field. That's here, because we'll learn that you should get Malkus. The pasuk says, and we know it's not coming to teach us that Ketzir is Osir, because the Torah already says regarding the Shemitah year, Esviach Ketzircha Loisiktsar, to teach us that it's talking about the year before. And says the Gemara, the Nosal Tamud L'Pturim, and with the Pasuk then teaches us that no, that even though there's a halacha of Tois V'Shvius, B'Demin Alamayim L'Kamon, the Pasuk teaches us that it doesn't apply. So we said earlier, as the Rishonim, that we had a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. One said there is Malkus for Charisha, one said there isn't Malkus. So shouldn't this clearly be a raya? Shouldn't this be clearly a raya? Rabbi Elazar, who says it's talking about Charisha, that, and then says the Nosal Kral Ptura, that there's no Malkus for Charisha. So we should know who holds what. So Taisus answers that it's not a compelling raya. Because maybe all Rabbi Elazar was doing here was explaining the opinion of Rav Dimi, but he wasn't explaining his own position. Says the Gemara, "My yom lefnei Shir Hashanah." So we spoke now about days before Rosh Hashanah that you already have to treat them like Shemitah. What does that mean? Says the Gemara to Tanan, as the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shviyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph teaches us. And Masay Chashim stay ilan Erev Shviyos. How long may we plow in such a field Erev Shviyos? Beis Shamay Amrim, Kozman Shiyofel Aperi. As long as it's good for the fruit the tree, that's as long as it's good for the old fruit, for last year's fruit, we're allowed to plow. Once not, we're not allowed to plow. Beis Shamayim Adatzeres until Shavuos. The Kriven Divrei Elu Lius Divrei Elu. And I saw the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, the Mishnah Masechta Idyos points out all the places where Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer, which is unusual, because usually Beis Hillel is Machmer and Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Shammai is Machmer. This is not mentioned there, because there is no hard and fast rule. Sometimes Shavuos is an earlier time, and sometimes the time where it's good for the fruit is the earlier time. And Masa Kharshim stay loving. How long can you plow a field that grows grain? Erev Shviyos, the year before Shviyos. B'shetichla lacha, from when the moisture in the ground is no longer there. Kol zman shebnei adam charshim lita mishkos, and that's as long as people plant cucumbers with the laws and pumpkins, as long as I'm still planting them and using them for this year's fruit, this year's, the sixth year, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, but Rav Shimon Aimer, Rav Shimon is bothered with that approach. So there is no one consistent shear. Elam, stay lovin, which is a grain field, at a Pesach, or stay lovin at a Tzeres. Vamrav Shimon ben Pazi, Amrav Shimon ben Levi, Mishim ben Kapara, Regamlil beistinai, Nimnu Ashnei Prokam Alalu. They took a vote about Pesach and Shavuos, or Bitlam, and abolished them. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Zeir le Ravua, Vamalei Rav Shlokesh Rav Yochanan, Regamlil beistinai, Rav Gilan and his Bezdin, Heichem Otsum Vavatli, Takanta de Beisham Beis Hillel. How could they abolish a rule that was established by Beisham Beis Hillel? Vatanan, the Mishnah Masechta Idyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay, teaches us that Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi, a later Bezdin cannot abolish what was said by earlier Bezdin, Elam Kein Govim Ben Abachach Maminyan, unless it's greater. What does it mean, Bechachma? So the Rishonim explain that the Bezdin, the later Bezdin, is bigger Talmid Chachamim than the earlier Bezdin. The Rambam explains that it's not talking about the Bezdin as a whole, it's talking about the Rosh Bezdin. If the Rosh Bezdin of the later Bezdin is greater, then that's considered Golem Menah B'Chochma. Golem Minyan, that means that there were more members of the later Bezdin than the earlier Bezdin. So here we're learning, and as we always learn in Shas, the halacha is that there's no such a situation. There is never a situation where the later Bezdin is greater than the earlier Bezdin. So the question is, if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel established that Shavuos, Pesach, how could Rabbi Gamliel abolish that? Says the Gemara, Ashtayim Kishor Chodah. He remained silent for a moment. Amalei, and then he said, Eimer his nubeneyim, kach his meneyim, Shammai and Hillel made a condition. Shekol ha-roitzel vatel yavei vatel. That even though normally, as we just explained, one can not abolish a decree of an earlier Bezdin, unless it's government b'chok v'minyan, if when they established the rule, they made up that they would be allowed to, then they may. That's one exception. The Rishonim and Achronim give other exceptions. Another exception is Lo Poshet Isura B'Rov Yisrael. Most of Klai Yisrael did not accept this Isser. If it's something that wasn't established amongst Klai Yisrael, then it's not a rule we have to follow. Another reason is a rovet sibi chayim lamabai. If it's a gzera that most people cannot follow, then we don't follow it. The best example the Rambam gives is that the Gemara Masechta Brachos speaks extensively about Balkeri, somebody who had an emission, is not allowed to daven or learn without going to the mikvah. But the halach is that rule was abolished because most people cannot follow that decree. And another type of situation is Lo Nesa El Bnei Ezatam. If something became usher for a reason, If that reason is no longer applicable, then the gzeira is no longer applicable. Two examples that I saw. One example is that the Gemara speaks often about not drinking liquid that was remained exposed, because they were concerned that a snake might have drank from that liquid and deposited some venom there. But in a time and a place like we live, where snakes aren't frequent, we don't have to worry about it. Or the Gemara Masechet Beyah, that Flamed Vav Amud Beis, teaches us that on Shabbos, we're not allowed to dance or clap hands, because Chazal were concerned that we may come to fix musical instruments if we allow that. Says Tosfos that nowadays nobody knows how to fix an instrument, even if they were playing with it, and therefore we don't have to say it's Asur. However, the Magen Avraham quotes the Rosh that the only time we could rely on this heter, that if the reason is no longer applicable, the gzeira is no longer applicable, says the Magen Avraham, only when everybody knows the reason for the gzeira. So if everybody knows the reason for the gzeira, and everybody knows that that reason is no longer applicable, b'zman hazeh, we could be lenient. But if it's a situation where people know about the gzeira, but they don't know the reasoning for the gzeira, we can't be lenient, even though the reason is no longer there. Ask the Gemara, we're learning, the way we've been learning now, the law of Tais v'Shvi'is was established by Beisham Beisilol, and the Gemara now says, given the reasons as we explained, that Rav Gamliel and his Bezdin abolished them. Ask the Gemara, that who he? Is this a gzeira that was established by Beisham and Beisilol? Halach l'maish m'sinai he. Tais v'Shmita is halach l'maish m'sinai. Domer of Asi, Amar Rav Yochim, Meshum, Nechanya, Ish, Akas, Beis Chorsun. Es natius. The halacha is that, as we're learning, you're not allowed to work in a field earlier, before Shemitah, certainly no longer, not later in Rosh Chodesh Elul. But if you have a field that has 10 young saplings in a small area of a sawba saw, where if we're not going to work on the field will get dried up, those trees will not survive, or arava, this that we take the arava on Sukkos. And there's a question how to understand what they did. Some say that they walked around the Mizbeach carrying the aravas, and some explain that they put the aravas against the Mizbeach, and then the people holding the lulavim, that the aluminum would walk around the Mizbeach. Nisach HaMayim, a very important avoida of Sukkos, is the Nisach HaMayim. All of them are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that this is just something that was established by Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Kigamir Hilchasa, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai only reflects Yishloshim Yom L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah, only 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. V'asa Hanun came along by Shem Beisol, Tikkun Mipesach Meitzeres. They extended from Pesach Shvuas. V'asa B'dedhu, but as we just said, they made a condition. Shekol HaRoitz Levatel, if later generations will see that there's a reason to abolish that rule, Yavav Yavatel, they have a right to abolish it.